Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Late Night Girl. I'm your host, Marisa, and we've got a special guest host with us today. Tell him what's up, Mo.
Yo, this your boy Mo here, Mo Enterprise. What up?
All right, so Jen is in the Bahamas right now, living it up, having fun. Taking a nice vacation without us.
Without us, man.
I mean, I want her to enjoy herself, but sheesh.
Bring us back some sand or something.
I know, Jen. Like, just have fun and bring us something. Bring us a really cool gift back.
Really? Some food.
She's actually, like, going to be on the boat first because it's a cruise.
Wow.
And then they're going to be in the Bahamas, you know, living it up, partying. I have not been on a cruise yet. Have you?
I've never been on a cruise.
Not yet. I hear people talk, you know, have mixed feelings about cruises, and some people get seasick. So I'm hoping that when I do go on a cruise, I'm not one of those people that get seasick.
No.
I think I'm pretty strong. I was on a boat once, like somewhere up in Hartford, like where they had these cruise ships. And even on that cruise ship, we went kind of far out into the water. I could tell something was a little different, but I wasn't seasick.
No.
But I felt it just a little bit. I was like, it felt a little weird, but yeah.
I mean, I've been canoeing like at Holiday Hill in the lake. It wasn't a cruise.
Me
and my cousins, we were paddling.
Far from.
And then we got in the middle. I said, I want to go back because they're putting the hamburgers on the grill, so I want to go back to the hamburgers. But other than that, yeah, a cruise would be good though. I don't know if I'll get seasick, but I'll see food and want to eat it.
But look, they do. They have like all the shrimps and lobster
and
fish. And there's like 24-hour food service.
I'll sign a lease in there. Just sign me up. I'm good.
I'm telling you.
Word.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just the thought of the food alone makes me happy. But that's a big girl, the inner big girl in me talking. So, yeah. But anyway, hopefully everyone has had a wonderful, wonderful start to their week. You know, this past weekend was pretty cool. There was a lot going on my end, and I'm just getting busier and busier, and we're getting busier and busier with the show and everything. Oh, and just, if I didn't say this already, tonight is Freestyle Tuesday. So listen, you can call in, you can speak to us if you want, say hello, ask a question. Mo is here. If you want to get a guy's perspective on something, call in.
Please call
in. You know, he wants to hear from you. Definitely.
Sure I do.
You can call 323-792-2900. And, I mean, we're both here. So we love to talk. And
absolutely,
we want to hear from you. It's all about you tonight. And we've also got something special. I'm giving away a free copy of my book, The Girly Girl's Guide to Living a Fabulously Fulfilled Life. So if you're one of the first callers to call in, you can actually win that book. So call in whenever. Seriously, it's cool. If I see you on the line, I will pick up. But speaking of the weekend, right, it was my girl's Monica's birthday. Just shout out to Monica, Miss Golden Child, and she's another year fabulous,
right,
and everything. So I did. I went to the city with her and another friend, went to the spa, and there's this place in Queens called Spa Castle in New York.
They have food.
They have food.
They do.
They're kind of expensive, but it was still some good food. Like, they had this whole bar.
Word.
I was like, ooh, like the salmon, the shrimps there, too. I was like, you know what? This special kind of rice.
Mm.
You got to have money to go out to this podcast. So I'm going to tell you right now, like, if you drink, if you don't matter if it's alcoholic or non-alcoholic, it was all expensive.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this place is not cheap. Just be prepared.
True.
Spend your hard-earned money.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that it was worth it. I do. I feel that it was worth it. It was like the pools, the saunas, which I'd actually never been into a sauna before. I always like, we had one in LA Fitness when I was a member at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of avoided the sauna. I was like, I'm not going to sit in this hot room. Like, I'm not going to sweat like this.
Yeah,
I'll skip that. I'll pass. So, interesting enough, though, I did go into the sauna because, you know, they wanted to check it out. And I learned that there's the really wet dry, the wet heat sauna room, and then there's like the dry heat sauna room. I learned that I can't breathe in the wet heat
I
sauna
can't breathe in none of them.
room.
I'm good.
The dry heat, bearable, but I didn't like it either. No, I didn't like it. So the wet heat, there was like this wetness, like wet heat. It was really, really hot, but like wet, kind of. It was weird. I'm like, oh no, I feel like I'm gonna die. Jesus help me, because I can't bear this at all. So I had to let that go. But anyway, my point about this whole sauna thing, I mean the whole spa, is I tried something different. Now, don't judge me, y'all. Don't judge me. There's a section that had the nude spa. So I went and visited the nude section, you know? And I was like, first I was like, no, you know, I'm very self-conscious. I'm not gonna get naked in front of all these people. But me and my friends, it was like a dare. And we did the nude spa. There was like the pool, the jacuzzi, and the sauna. So I did the nude spa. I just wanted to say like that I did it like going to the nude beach or something. I was like, just I did it once. And it's like once you did it was like you're just comfortable from that point on. It was like, hey, and then you see like all these other people there, you're like, man, if they can do it, I can do it. So Mo's over here looking like,
You'd be lusting after your flesh.
I
But when I'm fully dressed, they lust after my flesh. I'm scared to show an elbow or something. I'm like, nope. That's for the Lord.
I know. And I was just like, well, it was one of those things I kind of wanted to like check off the list, the bucket list. So I did it. I actually found it to be very freeing, liberating, and it was like people wasn't even really looking at you like that though. And if they were, you really couldn't tell. It was almost like as if we had clothes on and people were having regular conversations and everything. I found that to be very interesting. And then some of those people were not, you didn't even want to lust after them. Like you just did not. Like you saw all
Like you
types of
stay
stuff,
home, yeah.
right? And you were
You get
like,
that messed up.
okay, yeah, it's time to go. So it wasn't even like that, actually. It's very, very different. But it was definitely an experience. Will I do it again? Probably not. It's not anything I'd do every weekend. But yeah, I just wanted to share that. Thought that was very interesting. Again, people, it is Freestyle Tuesday. Call in 323-792-2900 for your chance to win my book, The Girly Girl's Guide to Living a Fabulously Fulfilled Life. I have coming up in a couple of weeks, actually. I'm going to be at East Pearl Jam performing there Saturday, June 27th in New Haven, Connecticut. Hit me up. Send me a direct message on the Late Night Girls Facebook page. It's free. There's going to be free food. It is potluck, though, so bring a dish as well or bring some drinks. Just bring something, and you can eat all the food there. There will be hamburgers, hot dogs, some barbecue chicken. Basically, they're only asking people to bring sides, which is kind of cool, like the potato salad. Will you have baked beans? That's actually my specialty, baked beans. So I might
You put
pop
pork in it?
the salad. I do not put pork in it. Actually, last time I did turkey, ground turkey for the first time in it. Usually I do ground beef, but
Word.
and then I do like the honey barbecue sauce with I also actually brown sugar and I mix honey inside of it.
Word.
It really tastes good. Like
Sound good.
it's like sweet. You can oh, and I chop like onions and peppers up in it too, like really finely. So it had a little kick to it, and it was sweet at the same time. So yeah, I just wanted to speak though about a couple things. And Mo, you could just kind of like pitch in and stuff. But I feel like today's world's getting a little bit crazier. There's so
Crazy
much
is the
going
word.
on.
Too much going on, man.
There's definitely a lot going on, And one of the reasons for this show, I mean, the Late Night Girls, one, it was based off of like inspiring women
Right.
and, just having just another positive voice. coming from two women, me and Jen, you know, that was our intentions when we first started this, just giving women an outlet. Mm-hmm. We wanted to highlight other business owners, highlight artists, musicians, people that were doing something in their community, and just giving them a chance, like, to shine.
True. But you guys are doing an excellent job.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Since I'm here, they let me on the show.
Yes, word. Because you are Mr. Wonderful. That's why.
I try to be.
You know, and I really appreciate you. I do.
I appreciate you.
You definitely add value to a lot of people's lives. You've added value already to my life.
Oh, bendito.
Yes. So I appreciate that. But I just wanted to, you know, say to everybody that's out there listening, you know, one thing you got to do is you have to stand firm on your faith,
yes.
Like no matter what's going on, because there's so many things that are discouraging out here in today's world. There's so much negativity. There's just so much happening, the killings, shootings, the police brutality, you know, injustice in so many different ways, discrimination, everything. But you know what? You have to stand firm on your faith. You do. Because if you don't stand for something, they always say, what's the saying? You will fall for anything.
Anything.
You do. You have to have a strong foundation. And, of course, I'm a believer of Christ. Mm-hmm. So I definitely put my faith in him. And that's my foundation. Everybody may not agree with that, but that's just my foundation.
True.
So I do want to say that. But you have to stand for something. You have to look forward to something. You have to stand for something, believe in something. Because if you don't, like, where are you pulling your strength from? You know
true.
What I mean?
That's very true.
You have to be able to pull strength from somewhere. Because if you don't, you might end up like those people that are committing these murders, that are feeling like their life is not worth it, and they're committing suicide.
True.
Because they didn't have anything to fall back on. They didn't have anyone to pull their strength from.
That's very true.
So if you have nothing, of course you feel like your life is worth nothing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Our God tells us, you know, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. So, I mean, we have that. We have scriptures and things from the Bible that we can pull from that gives us life, you know.
True.
The Bible is our bread. It's what we eat. Like, we
right.
need this more than our necessary food.
True.
So just keep that in mind. You know, I just felt like somebody out there listening today really needs to hear this.
Very true.
Because, you know, I've even had a couple of people that I know that I heard things like that. They tried to take their own life, and I'm like, what? So-and-so tried to do this. And I was having a conversation with one of the parents at my son's school. Because, well, I don't know if you heard of the girl in East Haven who
I heard about that.
Killed both of her children.
That broke my heart, man.
Trent knew both of them.
Mm.
And the lady that I was having the conversation with today, she said that her daughter's was friends with their daughter.
Wow.
They were just at a birthday party. A couple, I don't know if she said a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, for the little girl. And she said she was heartbroken. Like, her mom's number was in her phone. She talked to him all the time. And she said never would she ever thought that she would do that.
Wow.
And, you know, you just never know who's around you that are suffering, that are going through.
Mm. True.
You just never, ever know. That's why I think, too, it's so important to pray for not just yourself and your family, but the people that's around you that go to your school. Because you don't know, these people could flip at any time. And thank God, like, her kids weren't around, you know, when she did this to her kids. Because what if she decided, I'm going to take my kids and their friends, too, because, you know, for whatever reason. But you just don't know. So you start to think all these things, and you don't know who you're leaving your kids around either.
That's very true.
So you got to be careful.
Yeah.
That's all. You got
to
be careful.
I would challenge you guys, too, man, to, you know, look at life. Life is so short, and there's so many different things that come to distract us, that come to discourage us. You know, find those things in life that are positive, that will keep you in a clear state of mind, that will keep you, like Marita said, grounded and rooted in your faith. You know, don't entertain those things that are negative. You know, those thoughts that even run through our own minds about, you know, how we feel. You know, sometimes we hear these things about ourselves and we say, well, baby, I'm not good enough. I don't look good enough. I'm not worth anything. Those are things that are in your own mind. So you have to focus on those things in life that make you strive for the greater good.
Uh-huh.
You know, you never know what you can do to other people to make their life a little bit better. That's why I always tell people, listen, you know, a smile goes a long way, a hug, a hello, a good morning, a good afternoon. All those things, you don't know how important or how effective those things can be to other people.
Definitely.
You know, let's stop entertaining the gossip and the negativity and those things that, you know, guide us to degrading one another.
Right.
Or, you know, especially in the church, if I could just say that.
Oh, my God.
You know,
what?
It's like, now it's like everybody in the church is brolic nowadays. Like,
oh, my God.
You know, and it's funny because you would think people of the world are the ones that are, but it's the church that's the messiest people.
They
Why
really
is that?
Can be.
You know, and it's like we're supposed to be, and I'm not saying that the church, because, you know, there are Christians, there are Muslims, there are Buddhists who are positive people. They're good people.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have positive energy. Positive things to say, positive things to do. They're doing good things in the community. So being a good person and doing good things is not a religious thing. However, what's the common thing about all those things? That they find something that they are rooted and grounded in that makes them do things that are positive, that affects people's life in a positive way.
Absolutely.
You know, we got reality TV shows that are not an example sometimes. They're entertaining,
no way.
Yeah, you know, but what's that thing that gives you your peace? Your peace of mind every day you wake up and say, you know what, you know, I may not have the biggest bank account, I may not have whatever, but my life is worth living and making someone else's life worth better.
Absolutely.
That's the thing we want to focus on, you know, and you never know. Maybe something happened to the woman to make her do that to her kids. Maybe she was fed up with things that she was saying. You never know. Anything
mm-hmm.
could have triggered it, you know, and I'm not trying to justify what she did. But at the same time, you never know what little can do to shift anything
right.
in a person. So I encourage
right.
you guys, focus on a positive thing in life. You know how many times this week somebody said, oh, somebody said something about you? I'm like, oh, my God. I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't entertain gossip and stuff. People don't talk to me every day. I don't know people who talk about me. Some of them I didn't know that, you know, I didn't know they knew I existed. I don't even care. My whole thing is if I focus on that, I can't be a positive role model. I can't project positive energy
right.
and enlightenment and inspiration to other people. If I'm focusing on the lies and stuff people are saying about me, it's not about that.
That's true.
So, you know, find your focus. Find that peace in you that makes you want to say, you know what, I feel good. I want to make somebody else feel good. Let me pay for somebody groceries in the grocery store behind me. You know, let me bless somebody with a seed offer, whatever, anything that's not negative.
So true. My goddaughter texted me today and I asked her, how was her day? And she's like, bad. And I'm like, why?
Yeah,
she said, oh, because this girl was talking about me and saying mean things to me. And I'm like, girl, please. I was just like, don't even pay that no mind. And half the time when people are talking about you, it's because they're miserable.
True.
So I was like, you should just respond to that with something nice and positive for her. Keep smiling in her face. Way better
Work.
In school. You know, she's in high school still.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just shake it off. I was like, don't stoop down to her level. She may be having a bad day today.
Mm-hmm.
That might be, and she just needed somebody to put that on and talk down to you about it. It
yeah.
really probably really had nothing to do with you, but she just was in a bad mood herself. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just have to think about it that way. You
True.
Cannot fall to their level. That's something
Not
you can't
don't
do.
Don't fight fire with fire. What I say is, I don't do the fire with fire. I just put the fire out.
right.
You know,
I like that.
You got to just shut stuff down sometime and overcome evil with good, man. You know. Sometimes people try to provoke you and bring you to that level to where I'm going to tell you a story. I was on the highway driving last week. and, you know,
I have road rage,
Steve. I do have road rage, you know. And I'm going to confess, I was driving on the highway. and, you know, I'm not a fast driver, but, you know, when I want to go somewhere, I want to get there. So a woman in front of me in the car, she's driving. And I see that she's driving really slow. So I get behind her. And she can tell that I'm, like, trying to tell her to speed up so I can get by her.
Right.
Or I just move over. So I try to go by her. This woman speeds up. So she's going to be petty. Okay? So I was okay up until that point, but then I got mad because I knew this woman was trying to speed up. I'm like, you know what? All right. So I get behind her again, and she's pumping on her brakes so I can hit the back of her car. I said, all right, let me show her what Mo do. So I sped around her, get in front of her. This woman sticks her middle finger up at me in the rearview mirror. I see her sticking her middle finger up at me. So being the dude that I am, with road rage, I took my finger out of my car, and I stuck it back up at her.
No,
so,
you didn't. No, Mo.
You know,
oh, my God.
And I said, Lord, you know, and then she gets behind me again. First of all, I'm driving. I missed her in the dust. She comes behind me again, and she's clapping in the rearview mirror, like, good job. I said, I know I get you on the wheel. I know I'm thorough, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
So I get off the highway. This woman follows me off the highway.
Oh, my God.
So I thought she was following me. She ended up going another way.
Thank
and I was
God.
Like, you know what? That was so petty, you know, and...
That kind of was.
It
Mo.
Was petty. I was like, you
yes,
know what? I shouldn't have did that. But I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let this woman. But That's what got working on me. That's my issue I have with the road rage. Don't be like me. Don't be sticking middle fingers out the window in the car to people who you can dust on the highway. Don't do that.
Yes, don't do that.
That was really petty and childish of you to do that.
This is a PSA from Mo right now,
you know,
of what not to do.
Don't fight fire with fire. I should have just sped past her and left her in the dust, and that was it. But, yeah. But anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, again, people, it's Freestyle Tuesday. You're listening to the Late Night Girls. You can call in 323-792-2900 and also win a copy of The Girly Girls Guide to Living a Fabulously Fulfilled Life. But right now, I'm going to play one of my new favorite songs. This is my girl, Tori Kelly. And let me tell you, I used to follow her a couple years ago on YouTube, and now the girl is blowing up.
Yes,
so
indeed.
I'm really proud of her, and this is a song not yet released.
Too.
She is, and should have been up.
Walk around with my head down, but I can't hide with these high heels on. Downtown in the thick crowd, but it's just you that my mind is on. Dressed up, got my heart messed up. You got yours, and I got mine. That I still care, and I wonder where you are tonight. Thinking it could be different, but maybe we missed it. Yeah, thinking it could be different. It could, it could. Tug of war, what's it all for? Do I want it back? I still got a little flame for ya, even though you drove me mad. Now and then I pretend that it's you when I close my eyes. You got yours, I got mine, but I wonder where you are tonight. It should've been
Welcome back, everyone. That was Tori Kelly. It should have been us. That is truly my girl. Like, I really love her personality and everything. And she was on American Idol, right? And I remember Simon didn't really care for her.
No, see?
He's always passing up on the good ones. Jennifer Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a couple other people. And was Ed Sheeran on there or no?
He probably was.
Yeah, but they seem to be the ones that blow up the most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh wait, this is kind of, well, I just want your opinion on this, right? Some people may not like it. I was on Facebook. Was it last night? Jennifer Hudson, this is going to be a touchy one, right?
Uh-oh.
Jennifer Hudson was doing this song. It's supposed to be, you know, talking about, like, equality with gay marriage and things like that. So, me personally, I was just like, really? I don't know. Like, I felt some type of way about it. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong, but my pastor was also talking about, you know, gay marriage and everything, too, on Sunday. And he was like, wrong is wrong, right is right. He was like, and that's something you have to stand firm on. If you don't believe it and if God says it's wrong doesn't mean you don't love them, but it's wrong.
Right.
So, I don't know. I was just like, everybody was commenting on the video, like, that's so great for Jennifer Hudson to be supporting that. I'm just like, I thought Jennifer Hudson was a Christian, too. And I was like, so, to me, I just felt some type of way, like, no, I am mad that she did that video. And, like, she was, like, singing, and then it was, like, showing the whole gay marriage, the gay wedding, and all these between the two men, and how, like, the father was upset about his son being gay, but he finally ended up going to the wedding and supporting and all this and showing how he's loving him regardless, you know.
I didn't know they still did videos, music videos. They still do that?
Well, like I said, it might be a touchy subject. So
it is. I mean, my whole thing is I don't judge anybody, you know. I know what I like. I know what the Bible says, and, you know, marriage, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. That's the only way you can keep bearing the fruit.
Exactly.
And multiply. However, God still loves everybody. He's still the creator of all.
Yeah.
You know, and some people just have not come to the revelation that we have. Doesn't mean we can't love them. Doesn't mean we got to treat them any different.
Well, I have friends that are gay.
I have family members that are.
And I have,
you know,
family members that are, too. So I'm not going to not love them.
Right.
Like,
you know. And it's just, you know, some people just don't know.
We just don't agree with
it. Right,
we
just don't agree. And, you know, when you don't agree, it don't mean you got to be, you know, like you ain't going to catch nothing. You know,
yeah,
like
you got to,
you know, kind of push them. No, you ain't got to do all that, you know.
But see, when I worked in New York City, I actually worked for the mayor's office, Mayor Bloomberg, but for the AIDS policy coordination. So I understand, too, when people do get a little, like, afraid sometimes. They're like, I don't want to catch something. Every last person that worked in the office was gay with AIDS.
Yeah.
So it has you thinking like, oh my God, but you know, that's definitely not the truth though. Every
right.
gay person does not have a disease
true.
Or AIDS. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting though that how Jennifer did that music video.
Yeah.
I never seen it until 2 days ago, so I don't know if it's new or actually the W Hotel, Jennifer Hudson and somebody else, they all partnered to do a whole campaign on it, which is what I thought was interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't know none of this stuff.
I learned something new the other night.
See, I don't do the TV thing. I go to work.
Well, it was on Facebook. I do Facebook, right?
Facebook.
You're not even on Facebook.
Because
every time I think I can tag you on something, I'd be like, oh, wait, I can't tag Mo Dag, but he on
Instagram.
I'm like, okay.
You can tag me all day, Instagram and Twitter. Facebook, you on some other stuff.
Sometimes I'd be feeling like I want to get off Facebook.
Yeah.
But then I still have, like, so many other business pages and stuff
mm-hmm.
that I'm just like, all right, I'll keep it. And then, like, I found a cousin on there today. Well, she reached out to me, and I haven't seen her in years from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Everybody up there.
And I was like, oh, my God. So it's kind of cool, though, that I was able to see her, and I saw my cousins. Mm-hmm. And, like, oh, my God, they're so grown now. So in those aspects, I think it's good, too.
True.
Because otherwise, I may have never found her again and never talked to her again. And that was my family, like, that I used to be really close to.
Mm-hmm.
years ago and when I was living there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, I don't go home that often. I didn't even know who had their number. I probably could have called my mom and asked her to call somebody and give me the number. But if it wasn't for Facebook,
yeah.
you know, I may
back
have not...
Back to the pen pal letters. My pen pal, send me a postcard.
I actually became friends again with somebody from third grade.
Third grade.
Like, they remembered me and said I looked exactly the same. And so did they!
I'd be offended. I'm like, that's the same. You see the hair... On my chin, man.
I was just like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I was in a grocery store once, Stop and Shop, and my old music teacher from first grade was like, you're Maurice Lyman. I was like, how you? You have the same face. I'm like, you know what?
Hey. Like, I'm a man now.
Can I get some credit? Like, you know, I'm trying to grow the full beard, and it ain't coming in. Like, I got the taco meat on my chin right here.
Oh,
you know what's bad when the barber be like, yeah, brother, they ain't going to go in. I'm going to just cut this. I was like, ah, yeah, you know, I'm straight. Now, both my brothers, shout out to Wally Don, Clean Up, Keith Bucks, they both look older than me. I'm the oldest of five.
Oh, my gosh.
And they think, I'm not the youngest. I'm the oldest, though. But they got to hear that the full beard. I ain't got all that. But it's all right, though.
That's
maybe
what I
when
think.
I turn 50, I might, you know, get a little bit more. I could connect it, maybe. But now it's no. It's no use.
It's fine, though.
I know. I'm, you know, it's taco meat showing right here. You know, spread it out.
But, so like, right here, the beard and
well,
the
that's
goatee
why I only get,
is, like,
right, that's why I get that right
so.
There. Everything else, I get rid of it. Even the sideburns, they just don't go together. It ain't working.
Hey, I would have never known. And look, nobody else right now can see you. But it looks great, guys. Like,
well, you know,
no lie.
Maybe I should post a selfie on selfie, right? For a selfie?
Yes.
Selfie on Instagram or something. Maybe. Yeah, tell me.
Do that. I'll even post it on our page.
Maybe.
You know? I will. I'll post it on our page. Moe, what do you have going on? Anything coming up that you're working on?
Oh, let me see. What do I have going on? Oh, I know June 25th. Actually, a good friend of mine, Candace, will be releasing her book. More details to come. Follow her on Instagram. Let me get her name really quick. But she's releasing her first ever book. It's also her birthday. Shout out to Candace. Thank you.
Woo.
I know she said it was almost her bedtime, so I actually hit her up and said, make sure you watch the show. She was like, you just caught me in my bedtime. So shout out to you. What else is going on? Oh, August 29th. What's August 29th?
The Bad Girls Conference.
The Bad Girls Conference.
Yes, blessed and delivered, okay?
Yes,
it is. Oh, my gosh, we've got some outstanding speakers. Let me tell you, we got Sylvia Jones. Well, she's one of our performers. Awesome, anointed contemporary Christian artist. C. Dot Woods will be in the building with his Christian rap.
My
God,
it's
so awesome. Hey. I love it. We've got Randy McCray. She's an IT and fashion consultant. Mm-hmm. Yes. We've got Ms. Tia Newton, author and owner of It's Opinionated.
Yes,
she'll be doing the Love Your You workshop. Alicia Cosby, she's a radio personality in Massachusetts, but she's also working on her first book, and she's a speaker as well.
Yes.
Love her. Cede Marie Dean, author and international speaker,
mm-hmm.
former Miss Black USA. Recommitted, It's Not Too Late is the name of her book.
Yes.
We've got Mr. Maurice Wiley right here. He's going to be doing a financial workshop for us.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that.
Speaker.
Hey.
Probably soon to be author. You know, we
come
never
on,
know.
Come on, you walking in something
come
now.
Come on now.
I'll take that. Yes,
radio
indeed.
Personality. You know, he's got a lot going on.
I'll take
and
on.
Then myself, you know,
yeah.
I'll be one of the speakers, too. I'm an author, speaker, radio personality.
Indeed.
Yeah, so you've got a lot going on. I'm excited about August 29th.
I'm excited.
And if you're in the Philly area, we've got a really cool event that we're hosting for young women August 22nd, the weekend before. And so if you're in Philly, it's like, what is it? It's like health, fitness, and dance. I'm actually hosting the show. Jen and I are hosting it together as the Late Night Girls. So that's going to be hot right there.
That's gonna be cool.
I am looking forward to that. I love traveling and being able to go somewhere else outside of New Haven to do shows.
True.
So that's fun to
Word.
Do. And I meet like so many people because actually the lady who hired us to do the hosting on the 22nd, we were actually hosting another event.
She heard.
A business launch. And she was there and she said, this is a really nice compliment to myself. And I thank God for it. I really, really do because, you know, she will because and she came up to me afterwards and she said, you know what? She's like, at first I thought this event was going to be boring and this and that, but she's like, you know what? She was like, the things that you were saying and how you presented to yourself and spoke, she said, you completely caught my attention. And she was like, from that point on, I was hooked. I paid attention to everything you said. You made it fun. And she was like, I really enjoyed myself the entire night. And I was like, wow, that is awesome right there.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be hosting awesome. the book release too.
I will be hosting
Look at
the
that.
Book release.
How did you get that?
So, you know, things work out the way they're supposed
things
to.
Things are going to work out.
Yeah.
Also, in the New Haven area, if you live in West Haven, New Haven, Bridgeport, wherever in Connecticut, every Monday night, God's Generation, we have sessions every Monday night from 8 to 9:30-ish. RVP Studios, if you're a singer, musician, if you're a blender, whatever you do, come meet us at RVP Studios every Monday night. Come about 7:30, 8-ish. We start at 8 o'clock, so about 7:45 you can come there. It's going to be a fun time. Alto, soprano, tenor, bass, baritone, contralto, keyboardist, whatever
everybody,
you do,
anybody.
Come every Monday night. For more information, you can follow me on Instagram at MoSpeaks, M-O-E-H, Motivation, Opportunity, Empowerment, Hope, Speaks. Also, follow me on Twitter, also at MoSpeaks, M-O-E-H, Speaks. My website, www.moe-enterpriseLLC.com. I will give you more details on that. So every Monday night from 8 to about 9:30. Look forward to seeing you guys.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is so awesome. I'm looking forward to everything. Yes. Chris, that song is like in my head for days with him. Oh, my gosh. That's like one of my favorite songs by him, actually. I'm like, whatever you do, you just have to do that song. Like, all over, you're going to be known by that. And every time, he really, really is. Oh my gosh, I feel like there was something else I wanted to say though before we closed out and then I totally got sidetracked. Okay, we talked about the bad girl comment. There is something. OMG.
Bring it back, Lord.
I don't know. You know, it'll come to me in a couple seconds if you don't. But, you know, make sure that you follow us on our Facebook page, The Late Night Girls, for sure. If you are looking for someone to host your next event, well, we are the girls to do the job.
Do
let
the
me
job.
Tell you, Word. We will keep you, your audience engaged,
mm-hmm.
laughing a little bit. We ain't stand-up comics, but listen, we do the job.
Indeed.
you want somebody that's going to definitely keep the people going, keep
mm-hmm.
the crowd going.
Not falling asleep.
Exactly. You don't want that.
At all.
So we will keep your audience awake,
Indeed.
If anything, and keep a smile on their face.
Mm-hmm.
So hit us up. For real. Like, inbox us mm-hmm. on our Facebook page.
Like,
the
right
Late
now.
Night Girls. Like, seriously, like, book us now. Because we are getting booked. My schedule is really crazy for the next couple weeks.
It's a blessing.
It really is. I'm Good having job. To, like, turn stuff down. And oh, I know what I want to say. Thank you. Okay.
Did he bring it back?
Yes, he did bring it back. No, seriously, he did. I am actually doing my first taping on CTV, if you live in New Haven. Connecticut. You can catch my show, The Minority Report. We will be doing a live taping actually at 9:30 Saturday morning. Oh, that means I gotta get up early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a morning person, but when it comes to stuff like this, like I know that I have to get up. I handle my business. I will be there. That means I just need to get up a little bit early to make sure my hair is on point. I put on a little makeup, you know, so I can look camera ready. For sure. But tune in because I'm excited. This will be like my first talk show, like actually being on television. No, I've been on television for actually interviewed, but to run my own talk show with a couple other people, this will be the first for me.
Word.
So I'm excited because
I
have always wanted to host my own television show. So this is my first real opportunity right here.
Good God.
Yes.
You're going places.
God is good.
Yes,
we go in places.
I'm listening. Where you go, I'll go. Oh, really quick.
Yeah.
Father's Day is next
Sunday. Thank you.
All right.
Oh,
I got to
say
this. Listen, could it be about the fathers?
Yes.
Mothers, we understand that you know, y'all do y'all thing. We appreciate y'all. But listen, let the fathers who do their thing do their thing. Let it be about them. This time. I don't have any children. I have a niece and a nephew, and I spoil them to death. Trust me. But let it be about the fathers who actually, you know,
are doing their job.
My mother was a single mother growing up, and she did like a job that I don't even know how she's like Superwoman. She said it's a superwoman. I don't know how she did it, you know. But if she's like, you know, boom. My brother, he's a father. So happy early Father's Day to my brother, Keith Bucks.
Yeah.
Or the other fathers, you know, out there who's doing things.
I
salute
know
you.
Several fathers. Absolutely.
Work, you know.
Keep up the great work. I know a couple single fathers out
yes,
there
indeed.
That are raising their babies. So
yes.
really, really, God bless you.
Absolutely.
And
more
keep
power.
You. You know,
yeah.
we mothers do it all the time, but it's
mm-hmm.
it's very rare that you see a single father out
doing
there really doing it.
True.
So definitely, we salute you on this show. From me, Jen, Mo, we mean it from the bottom of our hearts,
Word.
And may God continue to bless you to be able to do what you're doing,
yes.
raising your family, you know, going against what society says, you know, you don't fit the stereotype.
True.
Thank God for that. And also, you know, like Mo said, ladies, let's give it to the men. Don't be talking about or telling your friends, Happy Father's Day to women, because it is not, you're
cool.
not a father, you're a mother. You may take on both roles at some times, you know, and you're the only parent. But no, you're not a father. You are a mother. Let the men have their day. When Mother's Day come around, you don't hear us telling the men Happy Mother's Day.
No.
We got our day, and they got their day. And that's as simple as that, you know. So thank you for saying that.
I gotta say, I give props.
I'm so glad you said that. Yeah. Oh, there's Men's Health Day. I'm so sad to not be volunteering this Saturday. But if you live in the New Haven area, men, we know that you're probably gonna go get your hair cut this Saturday before Father's Day. So you may see a couple representatives from the Yale African American Affinity Group at your barbershop. Listen. Get your daggone blood pressure checked.
Yes.
They don't even take a needle to do that. And some men be hollering up in there talking about
men,
they don't want to do it.
We can be hard-headed. Men, we are very hard-headed. Listen, get checked out. Get everything you need to do. It's for your own good. I got a couple, ain't got time for the stories that I've had that I found out about my health issues that I found out had I not gone. So, listen, go get regular checkups. It's important, you know, because you won't know what to treat or handle if you don't know what's wrong.
Absolutely.
And a simple checkup won't help. So I know we're summer, man. You know, we drink us a little glass of water. We'll be all right. Get that checkup. Get that blood pressure.
Yeah, right.
A little nip, a little something, brown liquor. Something to get it out, you know. But, yeah, get that checkup.
So that's what, you know, we're encouraging the men to do that. Definitely take care of your health. Get checked. You know, prevent something, you know, that could be so much worse in the future. I don't know. I don't know why you don't like going, but I guess whatever. But please, go get yourself checked. We'll have healthy snacks, a little swag bag with, like, the wristband and some other stuff and some health brochures, and we'll definitely check your blood pressure. So several New Haven barbershops around the way. So get your hair cut and get your blood pressure checked. It can't hurt you. It won't kill you. Trust me. They only put the cuff around your arm. We are not doing the needle test like we did a couple years ago.
Oh, please, don't tell me.
Don't tell me that. All right, well, it's been fun. It's been real. Listen, if nobody told you on today that they love you, just know that we love you
right here
on the Late Night Girls. But more importantly, God does too. Thank you for listening each and every Tuesday at 10 p.m. We hope to hear from you next week. Peace out, baby. God bless.